with her when she came along. She was very healthy, very strong, and very smart. And she let my wife teach her. I'm going to quit talking now so much.
No,
but she would take it, you know. And in fact, my wife was teaching me in high school when she was going to school.
Uh-huh.
She taught her French even at home just to get her so that she could go to... We had planned to send her to Agnes Scott, but we decided on Westland with all. And we did send her to Westland. In fact, both my girls went through Westland. And
that's supposed to be a wonderful school.
And, well, anyway, the older girl, she got a good foundation from her mother. That's all I'll say this about it. I don't worry where she goes anywhere in the world, she's able to.
Mm-hmm.
And then the younger one came along. Well, anyway, I always told the older one, I said, Lloyd, you be healthy and strong. You got a good mind. You owe something to your community. You're going to have to do something for your community. So she decided she'd take her elementary education. She said there'd always be little children to teach.
Yeah.
So she took, but now she's teaching English, I think, 7th grade, but she should have known it in high school. She should have taken languages and all, but anyway, it's all right.
As long as she enjoys what she's doing.
Yes, she likes that. And then at that time she married, she figured her husband might be in the service and he might have to go around. And as she said, there would be little children always everywhere to teach, you know. You have to look at that angle. Of course, one time she thought about physical ed, but then, you know, that gets old after a while.
Yeah,
you know.
Sure it
yeah,
does.
Sure. All right. But the younger girl, she went ahead and married. She married early, and which she's bright as a chip. And she worked hard, and we finally got her through Westland. We kept her first child here while she went on to Westland. And she and her husband separated, the young fella and the Marines, just children, you know. And we kept the first child here, and she finished Westland, and then she went on, and she went on, and she got a master's degree this week, this summer up at Statesboro.
Wonderful.
And her husband's English professor up there.
Uh-huh.
So we're thankful.
Yeah, well, you have a fine family. It's nice that they sort of stayed around in the area.
Well, we're fortunate in that way, in a way, too. And in a way, of course, sometimes, as I heard one fellow say, if the devil owes you a debt, he'll pay you off in sons-in-laws. So, you know, things don't always, they don't do things exactly like you do, but that's a generation gap, I guess, or something like that. Yeah. But anyway, we are fortunate to have them here, in a way, because now they are my two sisters. One lives in El Paso and one lives in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
of course, now I don't see them. But, well, I used to see them about every year, but it's been a year and a half now, or something like that. But we're fortunate in having the children near us.
Mm-hmm.
I'll stop now. You go ahead with the questions, because
okay. You
won't get through your book.
Let's see. If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
The city slicker, by Joe.
And if a city, if a country person goes into town, what might the city
country
people?
Hick, yeah.
Country hick?
Yeah.
Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son broke it. You might say, the man got awfully...
Well, I would just say angry, that's all. That would be enough.
Suppose you'd been working hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really...
tired.
The nurse at school sent a child home early because the child...
was sick.
If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick.
Well, on his stomach.
What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
Serenade.
What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or what will get you?
Did you say a fruit?
I'm sorry, a spook.
Spook?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
So you better behave or what'll get you?
I don't know. The devil, I reckon. I don't know. I wouldn't have anything like that said around in my vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in saying things like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
The bad man will get you. That's what they tell little ones. The bad man.